time I work.
Let's get it on.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it on.
Okay, okay, okay.
Oh, my word.
For the first time, I don't have a comeback. Okay, thank you for that. She is back by popular demand, Dr. Mbube.
Everybody, my name is Nazibele Kamgana Mayaba. Welcome to Don't Hold Back, where we say it loud. This podcast is in collaboration with DW Jacaranda FM and East Coast Radio. Now listen, it's the most watched episode this season. I don't know why I'm surprised, because Galogo Nina, you're very nasty and I love it. She is back by popular demand.
Hey.
We collected all your questions.
Yes.
Because you felt, no, Z, it was too short. You should have asked her this. I need to ask her that. The first episode was sex and sexuality, asking for a friend. Now we are really going
We're
into
asking
it.
Asking for ourselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Dr. Mbube.
Hello, my baby. Why do you have a smile like you've just had an orgasm, darling?
My God.
Well, not to you, just...
Hey, I can't do it.
There you go.
How are you?
I'm so well. I'm tired, but I'm well.
No, listen, your many jobs, I don't know how you deal with it.
It's the same job, just different platforms.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. But then I don't have a man to cook seven colors for, so...
Was that shade?
Well, no, you guys are cooking seven colors, are you not?
Anyway.
I'm just saying, it's cool, we love you.
Anyway, listen, first things first, you already know, what did you bring for us today that we are going to talk about later on? By the way, the last snack that you also brought,
yes,
that was another whole conversation of how you sexualized a whole pudding. So what did you bring today?
Today,
yes.
I went dark.
Away?
Chocolate. Guys...
Don't tell us why. Don't tell us why. Just tell us what did you bring, and then
chocolate.
Okay.
And the fact that date night doesn't have to be at a restaurant.
Okay.
Chocolate and home. Because nice things.
We're gonna talk about it later on.
Okay, later.
We're already diving into it. Listen, I reached out on social media and I said, okay, guys, I know you've been crying about it. I've seen your comments. We have to bring Dr. Mbume back.
Right.
Okay. And there were a lot of questions, and sure, we categorized the questions and we're gonna go into it.
Yes.
First things first. First time having sex.
Yes.
Okay. We know we fantasize a lot about it because it's been romanticized. You watch movies and it's all flowers and petals, you know, on the floor and all of those things. Ne?
Yes.
The reality, totally different. And I can attest to this.
Yep.
It literally was like, oh, that's it?
Yeah.
So for someone who is nervous about having sex for the first time, what advice could you give that person? Like realistic advice.
Yeah.
For example, are they going to orgasm the first time around?
Probably not.
Okay.
Yep. First time is most likely painful, especially if your hymen is still like intact. But I think actually the onus is more to the guys.
Mm.
I always say it's so important for a guy to understand for yourself, do I know how to take a virgin to bed?
Okay.
Because if you don't, you are most likely going to cause a trauma to that person.
Yeah.
And they're going to end up formulating in their minds that sex is not that great, sex is not that amazing. For the ladies, I think it's important. And in fact, it's nice that you talked about, you know, we fantasize and
movies.
The best movie or space that I ever saw depicted where first time intimacy was done well was actually, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, in Bridgerton. The very first season, you know, that tall, dark,
nice
guy.
I never got into Bridgerton, but that's a story for another day.
But basically what he did first is you talk about it, you caught each other into it, right? You kind of get yourselves into the mentality of it.
Yeah.
Secondly, he then directed her, he said, I want you to go home. What do you think about? Think about me or think about whatever.
Okay.
And I want you to touch yourself and feel, where is it nice, right?
Okay.
And a disclaimer here is always, I'm very aware that we speak in a, you know, a very diverse community where people have values, religious beliefs.
Yeah.
If it's something that is uncomfortable for you, great, that's okay.
Mm.
In fact, I would say then with your partner, the first time, whether it's, you know, that honeymoon phase, don't go straight into penetrative intimacy.
Please.
Keep that out and just play.
Okay.
That's why I brought chocolate.
Just play. Just play.
Agube manzi pants nje kuphela. And just play. Keep penetration out of the table and then go easy.
Okay.
And I can tell you this for free. In terms of an orgasm, so the pain the first time, yes, it'll probably be painful.
Yeah.
Maybe the second, third time, not as much, especially if he is gentle. The orgasm, yo. It literally feels awkward, and then unsolicited almost, it lands.
Okay.
Right. So don't be too harsh on yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. It can take time.
That's the most realistic advice, because I did not get that. And when I did not orgasm, I was like, it took a long time.
Yes.
It took a really long time for me to be like, oh, actually, this is nice.
Yeah.
It's not, because for the first, I'll say, even a couple of months.
Couple of months?
This is not what I've read about. This is not what I've seen in these movies. Yeah. But I love that advice.
But play. That makes all the difference.
What is the fascination with men and having like tight vaginas? Or am I crazy? I'll make an example. There's this whole fascination around us ladies having really tight vaginas.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a curable or an ointment. That is, I don't know.
Yeah.
And apparently guys like it when the vagina is tight.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I don't know. I've never been a man, and I've never experienced what intimacy is like from a male's perspective.
Yes.
But you're 100% right about that. And I think it's a lot of it is what goes on in our heads.
Okay.
Now, the reality is one of the most amazing thing about, I always say it's the most forgiving organ in our body. It's like its owner.
Yes.
It's the vagina. In the sense that as soon as you start getting into the phase or into that moment of being aroused, almost every part of your vagina, from the inside, the cylindrical area, it produces this, like, you know, whole lot of fluid.
Yes.
Then you've got the Bartholins on either side of the actual entrance. They produce the sticky fluid.
Mm.
And then at the top, you've got another two, the skin's glands that produce more sticky fluid, because it's also being protective of you.
Mm.
And I always say a guy who wants a tight vagina or a dry vagina, very often you'll find that,
okay,
maybe, just maybe they are struggling and stuff. It's the same way that sometimes we will fantasize about how ideal a big-sized, packaged man is.
Mm.
But the reality is most people who have partners with like really great endowment, they struggle because it can be painful and uncomfortable.
Because
so
honestly, I kept on thinking to myself, why would a guy want, it's like having a sex with a virgin.
Yeah.
And that's not pleasant, because it's like hitting a wall. Do you get what I mean? Oh, okay. I didn't say anything.
I'm just saying.
You?
So if you know how to use your goods, both male and female, one thing I always encourage women in is that learn how to kegel that thing whilst it's inside.
Okay.
You know, so whilst it's inside, do the kegels in, because that's what brings the tightness.
In other words, better my hazards.
I'm a hazard, man. And I'm a hazard. PM or our Mercedes.
Okay, can you please behave? What I did forget to tell you is that no under 18s, okay? Right here. We only need over 18.
Such a bad...
Go to school, okay? So you briefly touched on masturbation earlier on.
Yes.
And now let's talk about it.
I prefer self-pleasure.
Okay. So honestly, can you please be serious?
I'm very serious. Do you know how much language dictates the attitude we have towards something?
Yeah.
If I say self-pleasure, it takes away the stigma, the shame, and especially for women.
I love that you said that, because obviously there is definitely a stigma around masturbation, around people, you know, touching themselves and all of that. But there are people that obviously are comfortable.
Yes.
Is it healthy? Is it not healthy? Is it harmful? I was just going to say something, which I'm not now, because I was going to be more personal.
Yeah.
I'm just going to remove myself from that. So yeah, from your own perspective, is it healthy, harmful, and how can people explore themselves?
Right. I want to always start off, and I think I've touched on it a bit, is that when it comes to anything at all, do not violate your own self, your own values, your own beliefs, because anytime you do anything, it's like unjonja. Unjonja something, you're like, yo, he has nyeba, right? So whatever you do, do not violate what you believe in. Okay, so back to self-pleasure. I always encourage women, you know, it can be difficult to send somebody to go fetch something where you have never been and you don't know where it is. It is, and it can be healthy. And even amongst couples who are married or long-term relationships, masturbation can be done both as solo and both as in a partnered. And here's the thing, women take anything between like 15 to 20 minutes. Leia coal stove, stove samalahle needs a bit of time. And so you want to give that space for foreplay, which is another term I don't really like, because foreplay for women, 80% of women, it's the main meal. So slow things down. Yes. Get that coal stove warm. So things that you can do is part of foreplay is touching. And whether you're touching each other, whether you're touching yourselves, it is a really good place to be. Now, in terms of where we then start being concerned, And again, it's not selective to sexual intimacy or sexual things. Sugar can be addictive, and too much sugar, it's a problem. It's going to cause your disease later on. Too much of anything is bad. Where I'm often very cautious, especially when I'm dealing with couples, is when people want to self-pleasure without their partner knowing. So if there's something, if we are a couple and I find that, for example, oh man, you're taking too long to get me to that point, I fake the orgasm, turn around, whether I'm doing it by hand, I'm DJing by hand, or I've got, you know, Bob the uncle in my drawer to go bzzz. Now we are breaking trust, because if I'm not communicating my needs and where I'm not being where my needs are being met, then I'm breaking trust in our relationship. It's not good for the relationship.
But I think that's where it is for, I'm going to talk from a woman's perspective, because I don't think I have much experience when it comes to men. Anyway, the woman is like, hey, but how do I bring it up? You know, hey, can you try this? Can you try masturbation? How do you have that comfortable conversation with a partner?
My thing is, we always thinking about the big, most difficult topics, like bringing up masturbation. Of course, if you tell your person, hey, I'm going to go get the biggest dildo, dark, and with somebody was like, yo, it's even got veins.
I've seen it. Not as seen as in I've gone looking at them.
It's okay. We've been to the shop. It's a, you know, it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay.
Okay, so, can continue.
So the point is, Every relationship is different. Every person is different. And if this is somebody that is your person, the first question I ask is, can you even have just conversations about intimacy? Baby, what do you like? Oh, baby, you know, I like it when you do one, two, three. And the reality and the difficulty we're having, or I see a lot in my consultation rooms when I do these speaking events, is people are stuck first and foremost at just being able to be honest and open about what they like, let alone bringing in a helping hand.
Just not being able to provide an environment that is safe to have the conversation.
Absolutely. The next thing is, everybody always imagines whatever they have been exposed to when you start thinking about self-pleasure or toys in this regard. So a lot of men have this idea that when you're talking about a toy, you're thinking about a dildo that is bigger than him.
Yes.
And yet a lot of women actually, for the most part, are often looking for a clitoral stimulator. So be clear in how you communicate. Okay. And sometimes I say, take your baby shopping. Baby, let's go shopping. As I'm so sharp.
You
pick it yourself. You get somebody, whether it's somebody like, for example, myself, who's a sexologist, to explain how these things work. Or you go to the shops. And a lot of these, I mean, there's particularly two shops that I know very, you know, it's not dingy and dark and dirty. It's very, and they give you a lot of information around it. So when you've had the conversation about it, again, we go back to play, foreplay and self-pleasure and masturbation, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't also have to start with a toy. It can start with a game. You know, there are nice board games that say, kiss your person here and there and there and there and there. Touch yourself in this manner, in the way that you think your partner likes to see it and stuff. Because you want, it's like it's like discovering a library together of your sexual intimacy. And I saw that we found the library yonke in one day.
Yeah.
One page at a time. You're like, okay, now we've gotten comfortable here. Mm-hmm. Let's move to the next one.
I love
if
it.
If one of you is a whole lot more experienced and more exposed, be a little bit more patient. Mm-hmm. If you are the person who is not as exposed, be a little bit more open.
I was just going to say, yeah. Please be a little bit more open.
Just a bit more open.
Eh, well, we're an explorer. There's nothing wrong with that, isn't it?
Absolutely nothing.
I'll come with you. Okay, let's talk about contraceptives and libido.
Yes.
Okay. A lot of women out there are saying, hey, Mna, I have a sense that some of the contraceptives that I'm taking are decreasing my sex drive.
Absolutely.
Have you experienced that in your yeah?
Oh yeah, all the time. And research has shown, particularly the contraceptive that are combined within a progesterone and estrogen. Mm. So your pill, your patch has and again, here's another thing. It is also about how long you have been using it for.
Yeah.
Short term, 3-6 months to a year. You probably might still be okay. You'll find some people who are very sensitive to it and might feel it quite quickly. Mm-hmm. And my I'm always like, guys, you're not married to any contraceptive. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work for you, get out of it. But here is something that a lot of us women are not also willing to admit to. Mm. So I always sit with women and I'm like, skin or fire in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Pick one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of women use a lot of these contraceptives that interfere with your libido for their skin purposes. You guys, but you won't glow in the dark. Right? So long-term use. And the reality is you do get people who really have a genuine problem with acne and stuff.
Yeah.
And as an adult, it can feel really mortifying to have acne. But speak to your gynae, speak to your doctor about the type of contraceptive. Sometimes you find that the progestin only, so your injectables, sometimes some of the IUDs use
Latina,
they don't decrease necessarily your libido, but they can make you a little bit more dry. You may have a dry, experience a dry vagina, which then you're just like, guys, lube must be part of grocery. All the men out there, when you go shopping, lube should be part, not, I almost said the name, lube.
You know lube, what lube is.
Lube.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the groceries, when you're buying toiletries, when you're buying your skin routine things, add the lube. There is absolutely nothing wrong. And this is also because women are cyclical in the sense that, yes, she might be nice and sticky and very wet during her ovulation, which is day 15. But after that, she tends to be a little bit more dry when she's not really in the mood, but she would like to get there. Mm. She might be a little bit more dry. I call it lube, like, I kickstart you.
Hey,
and then, yes, dumela afterwards.
Another myth is around after you've had a child, also your sex drive decreases. Is that true?
That is very true.
Okay.
And this is because after delivery, after childbirth, during childbirth, your hormones actually skyrocket quite a bit. Mm. And that's why you'll find in the second and third trimester, women tend to be a lot more aroused and with a very high
sex drive.
Immediately after delivery, and this, if you correlate it closely with postpartum blues, that's why we get postpartum blues. That's why we may even be predisposed to postpartum depression, because literally your hormones tank and it takes a while before they come back. Over and above that, if you're breastfeeding and breastfeeding exclusively, it means that also the hormone called prolactin, which is basically the one that produces or helps produce breast milk, it works the direct opposite with the ones that are for your man's or for your person. And so if you're breastfeeding, that also will add to it. Add one more thing. If you're then scared of becoming a 2 under 2 or a 3 under 3, or whatever the case may be, immediately from about 6 weeks, we start putting you on a type of contraceptive. And so all these things, plus the stresses of having a newborn, you're not sleeping enough, and so. So sex definitely always takes a deep dive during that time. I always say that's why intimacy is a spectrum. Your hands and mouth work just fine. And don't starve other children just because you are not necessarily hungry. But talk about it, especially if it's something that's bothering you, frustrating you. Talk about it so that you understand each other. You might be wanting a different kind of intimacy, a hugging,
Yes, Benzo, Tini, follow-up question. Because there's a lot of discussion around women have a low sex drive, women don't like sex. Women like sex.
Women love sex. They just love a whole lot of different.
That's where I'm going. Kind of. Also, if I'm the Kickstarter,
can you start me right? No, it's more like talk to me nice.
Exactly. And if I don't like you and you have not been good to me, then
but don't be difficult as well.
I'm not difficult to me, but the nice.
Okay, after they being nice, here's the other thing that
Yes, caught me. No, you look very nice today.
You know that quoting came very Zulu in my direction.
Oh, no.
That's why I'm like, Jengerizla. I'm very Zulu. What am I supposed to, I mean, you're speaking my language.
Dr. Mbomen, if you're not on the court, oh, no,
say it differently. You can't, you can't say it like that.
Okay.
If you're in KZN, the guys are going to get really excited.
Oh, my word.
And they'll be like, Jali, Njengerizla.
Guys, okay. Court someone, okay? Please, Nozi, your legs look nice on those shoes.
Yes.
Oh, your butt looks nice.
And yes.
Oh, Avelenje. Kickstart, let's go. Woman like romance. And romance, because sometimes I know the guys will be like, you guys are too expensive. What do you mean about romance? Romance has nothing to do with money.
It doesn't have to be expensive. I've always said sex is a little bit like, you know, when you put kids in the playground and you give them a whole lot of toys, kids will pick what toys they want to play with. Kids will pick who they want to play with, yes. Right? And it goes both ways. I think sometimes we kind of get this princess vibe of like, just do the thing so that I can come to the party.
And
this is where I'm going with it. There is nothing wrong with you as the lady initiating. And I think that's one of the things that you think guys don't want to be courted. I mean, I've heard guys saying, yes, let me call them flowers, guys, one day, right? Guys have emotions as well. And I'm not just biased one side on the
other. No, it is true.
So if you are supposedly in this long-term relationship and you guys are having sex less than 3 times a week, and initiate. When you initiate, you give yourself this really one amazing benefit.
Mm.
You get to eat whatever food. Remember when you lived in your mother's house? Mm. She cooked, she paid, she bought the food and whatever. Guess what? You had no say. You That's what you eat. Same thing in your home, in your household. If you're waiting for the guy to be nice so that you can have great sex in the evening, for the longest time. So go buy that lingerie. Get yourself in the mood. Set the scene for the kind of intimacy that you are looking for. And if you're like, nothing is going inside anything until I'm okay, that's exactly what's going to happen, because you took initiative and ran the show. Run the show.
And the most important thing, and I think you'll agree, ladies, what you think, it needs to also come up, because usually how we get mad is that, but you're not telling me anything,
and then we, and you didn't tell him.
Yeah.
Telepathy, Ayiko, guys. He's not, they don't read minds. Men don't read minds.
Why didn't they do what I thought they should do?
Yeah. If you find it a little bit cringe to ask for what you want, to mail a message, ne? And or utin the screenshot nyan and uves and don't show everything. Yes. Utin the piece. Or uti la silk nyana. Uti homie's waiting for you, baby.
He's gonna know. Okay.
Good.
Fair enough. Oh, I love this conversation. You don't understand. Made my entire day. Okay. We are going to do rapid fire questions.
Yes.
First thing that comes into your mind, don't think too much about it. Are you ready?
Me, I'm an everyday twice on Sunday kind of girl. Let's go.
Okay. Morning sex or midnight sex?
Ooh, both.
I don't like morning because then your breath stinks.
No, in the morning you just consent and roll over.
Oh, yeah, true. Mm. Lights on or off?
Always on. I want to see.
Oh. It depends.
I always want to see.
Okay.
Jonge apa, apa.
Okay, should it be silent or should it be music?
Music, talk to me, everything. I want all the audio. Can you imagine watching a movie without sound tech?
No, I can't have people like things that are competing with me because I tend to also be, I was just going to say, tend to be loud.
Silence.
No, I'm saying, but it can't be music because
what kind of music are you thinking about? Like lo-fi kind of stuff.
Okay. Okay, you know, I can see that.
You know, like lo-fi, like.
Oh, my word.
Let's get it on.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it on. Okay. One word that sums up good chemistry.
I want you.
Ah. When your go-to snack after sex. Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
It's either him or water.
For the first time, I don't have a comeback. Okay. Thank you for that.
You said I must be honest. The first thing that comes to mind. And you know, that's also because generally women want to, after whether you both have, you know, kind of climax and gotten there, generally we are the ones who want to go again. And they are usually like, baby, no, lulala,
yes,
or whatever.
Yes.
Oh, man, snack him up and see how that thing goes. And
now, a lot of people complain that after you've been together for quite some time,
yes,
after you've been married for a long time, the sex decreases.
Right.
Baby, move over. Oh, okay. You know, what happens? Is it a matter of I were to see Kalene? Just do what you need to do and move along. What happens after, like, at least about 5 years? What happens? Yeah. Why does it decrease?
There's a few things. The first thing is the realistic life happens. Mm. Sometimes it's kids. Sometimes it's work. Sometimes it's, you know, major events that have happened in your life. And that you can't do much about. But one of the biggest one, I think it's attitude. Mm. You know, there is an excitement honeymoon phase when we either first get together or
yeah.
when we first are married. We think there's there's novelty about yeah. it. And the reality is for a lot of the times, it's not even, we'll get to the biology changing,
yeah.
you know, years and years later.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of the times is that we stop being curious about each other.
Mm.
We stop being curious about the things that the other person is excited about and the things that I'm excited about.
Mm.
And a lot of women, unfortunately, because we don't have as much testosterone in our systems, we let all the other things get in the way.
Mm.
I always say the first thing you need to do is always remember that sexual intimacy, unless your partner has outright told you, na andi funi. Assume he wants it every day, twice on Sunday, and figure out how you get there.
Okay.
I'm not saying people must force themselves into it. It's getting into a space where we're like, okay, let's find the things we like and let us also explore. If wena you want to be inandos like this every day, bazok defroster and you're gonna cry.
Mm.
And it's also understanding that sexual intimacy is not, and sexual pleasure is not only just about your partner. It's about you. If you value your sexual pleasure, you will figure it out. It's like, you know how women get into the whole space about their weight?
Yeah. Yeah.
When
yeah.
Serious weight, I'm going to. Can we put the same effort that we put in weight loss and in our looks and in our glow as we do in our sexual lives?
Okay.
Learn as well. I think we think it's supposed to happen by osmosis.
Mm.
And so it is with a lot of the, you know, a lot of the areas in our relationship, we think, oh, just because it's yatandana, man, it's just going to naturally. No, it doesn't work like that. You need to educate yourself in terms of there are podcasts, there are books, there are sexpos, there are do things that are slightly different.
Mm.
And then we spoke about initiating. Can we stop this nonsense that the man must always initiate? Can we stop this nonsense that we go into bed wearing tracksuits and political t-shirts?
Lingerie is very expensive.
You go, you buy that lingerie. If you want nice things, go buy that lingerie. Because also, here's the thing. This is a person who loves you and may have absolutely no idea how to turn or switch you on. This is how you teach them. You teach them by showing. Go shopping for things like toys, if that's something that you guys have spoken about and it's something that you're comfortable with. But the other biggest thing is, remember that sexual pleasure will change over time, because we first start being sexually intimate with our 20-something-year-old fresh, bouncy bodies, the one that spanks you back when you know when they spank you. And then things happen. We have children, you know, things change. The one thing that never, ever has to change is your ability to enjoy your sexual pleasure with your partner. As long as you understand that it's got nothing to do with all of this, it's got everything to do with the biggest organ, which is the brain.
Yeah.
So get the right attitude, be spontaneous, go out there to fight for your pleasure, like you fight for your weight.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Now let's get into the snack. Father. So you brought a dark chocolate?
Yes.
Why?
I love dark chocolate because, you know, I don't think it's an aphrodisiac in the sense that if I was sitting by myself waiting for a consultation, it would do the things. But there's something about stimulating all of your senses. Mm. And I think, you know, people often think, oh, what are the erotic zones? Is it the nipples? Is it the genitals? Is it, you know, is it his bum? Is it? And I'm like, your whole body is a vibrating, you know, organ of eroticism. And if you can stimulate those things. So imagine taking, can I?
Yes, please.
Imagine.
The other one. Are we going to share?
Oh my gosh. Imagine. You are like, you guys have come out of the bath and you've kind of set your little nice sexy table there with chocolates, maybe strawberries and whatever. I am not a fan of taking anything that is sweet to your genitals. But imagine you're like,
baby,
yo. And then you.
Okay.
And then you're like, pause. You've already taken it 1,000 notches up in terms of stimulating.
Yes.
You're adding a bit of sweet in your mouth. You are kissing. You are, whoo, guys must kiss nicely. If guys don't kiss nicely, you shame me. I disqualify.
Honestly, whenever we have this session, she leaves me actually defeated. But I love it.
Yeah.
So I absolutely love it.
It's all about learn to stimulate all the other senses. You can bring a little bit of ice.
Okay.
And you kind of, you know, body map each other.
Oh, guys, tonight is the night of the butternut.
Guys, one day, until.
Listen, for the first
time. This will be an everyday conversation.
For the first time in the show, someone brought a separate snack for me to try at home.
Yes.
I'll come back in the next.
Take a video. I know you take nice videos.
Uh-uh.
And then, okay, good. Give me feedback, at least.
In the next,
don't worry, I'll ask school to give me feedback.
In the next season, now I'm going to give you feedback of how it went. Listen, she came to school me and I am schooled. Nozi, initiate. She didn't say yes. Nozi, but gay, I'm taking it personal.
Yes,
initiate. Let's stop this nonsense of not initiating. Also, men want to be sought after. But okay, I took that. I took that. I'm not going to dispute. Also, I loved how you said you cannot teach someone to take you somewhere that you yourself have not been. That was an aha moment for me.
Very difficult.
And also, the fact that you thought about it or you had some kind of conversation with yourself, you can't just assume the other person is going to know what you need or what you want. Okay? So that's definitely something that is going to...
Buy the lingerie.
That was going to be the last one. Buy the lingerie. Yo, I do the lingerie.
It's fine. You can ask for his card later, but go buy the lingerie.
Okay, can I take your lingerie? And I'll give you all the feedback in the next season. Because definitely you are coming back.
Of course.
I love you.
I love you.
You are saving our marriages and our relationships,
please,
right now.
Guys, you saw kuti gubi la pemnyango. Gubi. Bambisisa loko nako. Do the work.
Bambisisa loko nako.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I absolutely love it. Back by popular demand, I hope now you are satisfied because I can't with you all.
Right.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been Don't Hold Back, where we say it loud. I've been your host, Nozibele. Don't hold back.
Don't hold back.
Release.
This time my boss is here. Like,
got it. Yes! This has been a podcast in collaboration with DW Jacaranda FM in East Coast Radio. I will see you next time. Mwah.